This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Leading House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump today, accusing him of abusing his office for personal political gain and obstructing the congressional impeachment inquiry.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment, charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, head of the panel that will first consider the impeachment articles, contended that President Trump sees himself as above the law. Meanwhile, President Trump criticized FBI Director Christopher Wray today, one day after the U.S. Justice Department's independent inspector general said it did not uncover any evidence of political partisanship when the FBI started investigating communications between a then-candidate Trump's presidential campaign in Russia in 2016. Mr. Wray said in an ABC interview on Monday that the inspector general found the investigation was opened with appropriate predication and authorization, but noted the inspector general found the FBI made numerous mistakes during its inquiry. He was asked in the interview about Attorney General William Barr continuing to insist that then-candidate Trump's campaign was spied on by the FBI.
I think my responsibility is to stay focused on our work, and to speak truthfully and completely about the information I have, to call balls and strikes. I think that's what people expect of the FBI director, and that's what they're going to get.
The Justice Department's Inspector General said in the report the FBI was justified in opening an investigation into suspected ties between candidate Trump's election campaign and Russia, saying officials had enough evidence to authorize an inquiry. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday announced agreement on a modified North American trade pact, handing President Donald Trump a major Capitol Hill win on the very same day that Democrats announced their impeachment charges against him. The California Democrats said the revamped U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is a significant improvement over the original North American Free Trade Agreement, crediting Democratic negotiators.
There is no question, of course, that this trade agreement is much better than NAFTA. But in terms of our work here, it is infinitely better than what was initially proposed by the administration.
Just before she announced her support, President Trump said the revamped U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will be great for the United States. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are meeting today in Washington with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, with the two nuclear powers discussing the possibility of extending their last remaining major arms control deal. It is Lavrov's first visit to Washington since May of 2017. Russian and Ukrainian leaders agreed to implement a ceasefire and a prisoner swap by year's end following four-way talks in Paris. Lisa Bryan has more from the French capital for VOA.
The four heads of state said they had made progress and that just talking was a key step forward. They are to meet again in 4 months. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said he was confident the ceasefire would take place this month. He outlined both steps forward and progress still to be made during a late-night press conference, echoing similar remarks made by other leaders there.
It's not a frozen situation. And to answer your question, yes, I do feel that we will meet again within 4 months and be in a position to go forward and address other questions.
This is the first meeting between Zelensky and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. government misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war. Mike Gracia reports.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post show ever-changing U.S. strategy and misstatements about the state of the war in Afghanistan across three White House administrations. The Post obtained thousands of pages of documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. It accessed interviews conducted in a lessons learned project by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The project, known as SIGAR, has produced 7 reports so far. According to the Post, John Sopko, the head of SIGAR, admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.